Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. Happy November. Today's topic is mystery.
And the title of our lesson is, Where is the Body? Where is the body? Hey Pauline, we are starting the new month with one of your favorite topics, the mystery. Are you excited?
Of course. Although, this one sounds violent.
Why do you say that?
Well, the title is, Where is the Body? If someone is missing, we usually say, Where is that person? Not, Where is the body? That sounds like someone is dead.
Oh, let me guess, Pauline. You don't like stories where people die?
I just don't like stories that are too sad or too scary.
Okay. You know, I'm kind of surprised you like mystery so much. But don't worry, Pauline. I am here and Mr. E is here too. He'll help solve our mystery and keep everyone safe.
Okay, you're right. Let's get started. Christina, can you help us with our keywords for today?
Hello, 我们来看看伊先生查案。Sandy 说他家对面有一个男人，他的货车里有一具尸体。名词 body 也可以用来表示尸体。There was a body in the truck. Sandy 觉得那个男人一定是杀手。名词 killer 就是凶手、杀手。He must be a killer. 于是伊先生就去找那个男人，问他在做什么。可是对方只回答 nothing， 没什么。He is doing nothing. 易先生找到那辆货车，货车里确实躺着一个很大的东西，用床单盖着。It's under the sheet. 名词 sheet 就是床单。拉开了床单才发现是一个很大的玩具熊。男人说 ,It's a surprise for my daughter. 原来是要给他女儿的生日惊喜。惊喜就是 surprise。
It's early. I'm in bed. I'm tired. Then the phone rings. It's Sandy Green. She needs my help. I get out of bed. Sandy is at her house. Something strange is happening.
Hi, Mr. E.
She says.
There was a truck. There was a man. And there was a body.
That sounds bad.Is the man a killer? Sandy thinks so.
I feel bad for Mr. E. It is early in the morning, and he's sleeping when the phone rings. I don't like to be woken up early.
I don't like that either. But I'm glad Mr. E answered the phone. Sandy Green really needs Mr. E's help. It sounds very serious.
Where is Sandy?
Oh, Sandy is at her house, and she saw something strange happen. First, she saw a truck. Then, she saw a man. And then, there was a body.
A body. Well, humans have bodies. We have a head, legs, 2 feet, arms. These are all things part of our body.We should take care of our bodies. We exercise to keep them healthy.
That's right. But again, normally we talk about people, not bodies. I can see people in a coffee shop. That's normal. But if I see bodies in a coffee shop, that sounds like the people are dead.
Okay, so Sandy saw a dead person? That sounds bad.
And scary. Oh, maybe the man Sandy saw is a killer. Do you think he's a killer, Peter?
That's pretty serious. I don't know. But I do know someone who can help us understand this word killer. Christina?
Sandy 觉得自己看到了一具尸体，所以那位先生是凶手吗？ Is the man a killer? 我们要看 killer, 字尾的 er。在英文里有很多动词在字尾加上 er 就变成名词，表示是某一种人。 比如说唱歌是 sing, 加了 er 变成 singer, singer, 就是歌手或是歌唱家。design 是设计，加了 er 的 designer 就是设计师。teach 是教导，那 teacher 就是老师咯。另外有一点要注意的就是，如果这个动词的结尾已经有 e, 那只要加 r 就够了。比如 drive, 只要加一个 r, 变成 driver, 司机。dance 是跳舞， dancer 是舞者。write 是写作， writer 是作者。
Thanks, Christina. Peter, I have so many questions. Who is the dead person? How did he die? Where is the body? And who is the man? Why does Sandy think he's a killer?
Well, it certainly is a mystery. And there's only one way to find out the answer to these questions, and that's to keep watching. Sounds like you are ready for part two. So friends, let's watch it together.
The man is across the street. Sandy says the body is in the truck. But where is the truck? I walk across the street. The man is strange. He has balloons. But he doesn't want to talk.
What are you doing?
I ask.
Nothing.
He says.
Where's your truck?
I ask.
My truck is back there,
the man says.
Well, Pauline, this answered one of your questions. Did you hear? Where was the body?
Yes, I heard. The body is in the man's truck. And of course, that's why Sandy thinks the man is a killer. Oh, I hope Mr. E is careful. That man sounds dangerous.
Well, Mr. E notices something strange about the man. The man has balloons.
That is strange. Why does a killer have balloons? Oh, maybe he has the balloons so he won't look like a killer.
Maybe. Mr. E asks the man what he's doing, but the man just says nothing.
Wait, the man says he's not doing anything?But if he's doing nothing, then why does he have balloons? And why is there a body in his truck? What else did Mr. E ask the man?
Okay, Mr. E asks, where is your truck? And the man said, my truck is back there.
So we know the truck belongs to that man.
Well, how do we know that, Pauline?
Because the man says,My truck is back there. The word my means something belongs to me. For example, this is my clipboard. My clipboard is pink. Let's go to Rebecca to practice this more.
Hey everyone, it's the beginning of a new month. The month of November. Who's ready for a new grammar point?Well, today we are going to learn about this word, my, and how to use this word. Well, let's look at a few examples. First, my father is at home. Or you could say, my school is near the park. Friends, this is very useful for English students, so don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca.Okay, so now we know that the strange man with balloons owns the truck. And we know where the truck is.
But we still don't know about the body.
And we don't really know if the man is a killer, to be honest.
What do you think, friends? What will Mr. E do next? And what will he find? Talk about it with a friend during the break.Then we'll be back to watch Mr. E solve the mystery. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, friends. We have an exciting mystery today. There is a strange man with a truck. Sandy thinks he is a killer. She thinks she saw a body in the truck. But what really happened?
I don't know, but I think Mr. E should call more police. If the man is a killer, then he's dangerous.
Well, maybe. I think we need to go to part three and really see what's going on. Friends, let's watch it together.
Sandy and I walked to the truck. I opened the door. There is something inside. It is very big, and there is a sheet over it.
You are in big trouble,
Sandy tells the man.
You are a killer.
A killer?
Says the man.
I'm not a killer. What are you talking about?
Sandy pulls away the sheet. A big bear is under it.
It's a surprise for my daughter. It's her birthday,
says the man.
Sorry,
says Sandy.
Wait, what? Peter, what happened to the body?
Pauline, there is no body. Sandy was confused. She saw something lying inside the truck covered by a sheet. She thought it was a body, but it isn't. It's a stuffed animal.
Oh, Sandy must feel really foolish. She yelled at that poor man. She called him a killer and said he was in big trouble.
You are in big trouble. And friends, that's today's
calendar phrase.
You are in big trouble.
You are in big trouble.
你麻烦大了。
Sorry, I drank your coffee.
You're in big trouble.
Sorry, I deleted files from your laptop.
You're in big trouble.
Sorry, I broke your cell phone.
You're in big trouble.
How much trouble?
You're in big trouble. You are in big trouble.
You are in big trouble. 你麻烦大了。Peter,
you're in big trouble.
I am? What are you talking about, Pauline? Am I really in trouble? Don't tell my mom.
No, you're not in trouble. I just wanted to confuse you so you would ask that question. What are you talking about? That's a good question to ask when you are confused by something someone says.
Okay, well, I'm glad I'm not in trouble. But hey, don't do that next time. So anyway, the man in our story isn't in trouble either. He isn't a killer. He is a dad. He has balloons, and that big bear is for his daughter's birthday party.
Oh, that makes sense now. But why did he hide it under a sheet?
Well, good question. I'll answer that right after Christina teaches us a little bit more about this word, sheet.
医先生和Sandy看到一个大东西上盖着一条床单。 There is a sheet over it. 名词 sheet 是床单。我们来研究一下这个字的发音。Sheet 为什么要研究它呢？因为有很多人会把 sheet 念成了 sheet。 床单是长音的sheet。如果念成短音的话，就变成 shit 是狗屎的屎。你说这个是不是差很多呢？这个讲错会出大事的。所以请你打开耳朵仔细的听我念。我现在要念出三组单字。第一个是长音，第二个是短音，请仔细听。Peek pick, peek, pick. 第二组 beat, bit, beat, bit. 第三组 lead, lid, lead, lid. 听出长短音的发音不同之处了吗？ OK, 现在请你跟我一起来念念看。Peek, pick, beat, bit, lead, lid. 念得不错哦。
Thanks, Christina. So, Peter, why did the man put a sheet over the bear?
Because it was a surprise. The man didn't want his daughter to see the bear, so he hid it under the sheet. Wow.
Well, it surprised Sandy. She thought it was a scary body, but it's just a cute stuffed bear. Surprise!
I was surprised too, and I think Sandy is watching too much TV. Anyway, let's review those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Body. Body. The body is at the hospital.
Killer. Killer. The police are looking for the killer.
Nothing. Nothing. I did nothing wrong.
Sheet. Sheet. Put the sheet on the bed.
Surprise. Surprise. I have a surprise for you. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. Now let's review our story together.
It's early. I'm in bed. I'm tired. Then the phone rings. It's Sandy Green. She needs my help. I get out of bed. Sandy is at her house. Something strange is happening.
Hi, Mr. E.
She says.
There was a truck. There was a man. And there was a body.
That sounds bad. Is the man a killer? Sandy thinks so. The man is across the street. Sandy says the body is in the truck. But where is the truck? I walk across the street. The man is strange. He has balloons. But he doesn't want to talk.
What are you doing?
I ask.
Nothing.
He says.
Where's your truck?
I ask.
My truck is back there.
The man says. Sandy and I walk to the truck. I open the door. There is something inside. It is very big, and there is a sheet over it.
No.
You are in big trouble,
Sandy tells the man.
You are a killer.
A killer?
Says the man.
I'm not a killer. What are you talking about?
Sandy pulls away the sheet. A big bear is under it.
It's a surprise for my daughter. It's her birthday,
says the man.
Sorry,
says Sandy.
Hey, James, what's this?
What's what?
This sheet. What's it for?
You put it on your bed and sleep on it.
Ah, I know that. But what about this sheet? Is it hiding something?
Hiding something? Like what? A surprise?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Let's look.
Wait. Maybe it's hiding a body.
A body? No, Ginger, that's silly.
Okay, then look under the sheet and find out.
Okay, I will.
Ooh. I'm sure it's a body.
I'm sure it's not.
Okay, then look.
No, you look.
No, you look.
No, you look.
I'm scared. You look. Ew. Mm. A body.
Well, friend, Sandy wasn't the only one surprised by today's mystery. Well, Pauline, are you happy? The mystery is solved, and it wasn't too scary or too sad.
You're right. It was the perfect mystery for me. It did surprise me. Way to go, Mr. E. You solved another mystery for us.
Yes, Mr. E is the best detective. He always knows how to pay attention and ask the right questions.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed the mystery, and we hope you'll come back again tomorrow for another great show. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.